A wee while after, Meg Ramsay's feet coming up the stairs and the white hair in small bed in the loft. She opened the door and looked in and her twa young charges. The low fair Connell shone over twa pairs of sticky teen. Pity they werena ice equate the vratches quo the skiffy, dirt dean after her day's chav. Long after Meg bidded to twa lasses lay in the dark, with Betsy the doll atween them, listening to the squeak of the antron hairst moose and the rigging of the hoose, and the steady clunk clunk of the pendulum and the grandfather clock halfway up the stairs. Signed to the unsoon was added the rasp of Meg Ramsay snoring. After it seemed an eternity, the clock chimed half 11, and the bold pair rose up and creeped down the stimmer stairs, missing the step with a creak. Flitted made the lobby like guests, lifted the snake in the door. Canny, 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 said wouldn't screech, signed step it out into the pit my call, though I met him as night. The mean was squeegee like an all woman's moo cod crooked with a palsy, as the twa lasses creeped round the farmsteadings, opened the door of the barn and sclamped the stoury timmer stairs of the barn in the dark. Benji the dog lifted his heed faced paws and glowered at him, yin a bit o' a boof, and wagging his muckle tail. Whisht, Benji, lie down, man, called many in a fusper, and the black and white collies logs get down at being raids like yon for nothing, and he saddled down with his snoot and his muckle paws. Minnie stood up in a sack of corn and helped Daisy to swing up in the spars of the reef, for sacking and stray rapes were keep it, and followed her up there. Both of them crawled into a sack of peace and couried deep into the falsehood, with only their twa wee nebs peeking out for air. It wasna a minute o'er seen, for the door of the chammer clashed to just along for the barn. Taggity beats clattered behind the close, sign stop it at the barn door, and up the stairs to the loft come Jock Dow, with the heed horseman for Northeys, Atty Cooper and Dodd Matheson, Steenhillock's Bailey hard at his dope. They were carrying lamps and sat them down in a nook, while Jock Dow set up the makeshift altar for the next proceedings, a bushel pressed hard down in a sack of corn with its bottom uppermost. Jock Dow was carrying a bundle. Finny and Rowdit out felt a calfskin, clattered with phosphorus that guarded glow green and oury like a fire flacked. Next he drew the joke the stump of a coffee shunk, fae horned hoof to knee. But this the twa quines deluged that it was Jock fowed by master of ceremonies at the initiation of the halflands into the brotherhood of horsemen. Nae sooner had Jock slung the skin round his shoulders than there were three loo drops in the barn door downstairs. The twa quines couried down in their stoury hidey hole that as soon as if a horse was pawing the door with its foot, and a lood whinny. Except there was nae horse there, as Isaac could see when she keeked through a chink in the wall, out into the next through the moonlight. The horse was Donald Chalmers fae Dunracht, with Sonny Crookshank fae Kilrogie Main sticking up the rear, but in blindfolds round the een of seven halflands. "Fast doing there," whispered Minnie. Isaac screwed up her ear. "Oh, just dwarfistin' hillock. All I can Ned Matheson. But there's three loons for the mains of Kilrogie, Willie and Jimmy Peary, and Watty Asa and him with the muckle logs, and twa for the craft of Rashnogarty, Digger and Ewan McPhee." Minnie counted silently in her head. 13 altogether then, counting the maid horsemen. "Tie," replied Izzy. "No, waste for the love of God, Minnie, or Jock Dow will finish and God kens for tildy." Jock Dow, with a deed calf skin wrapped round him, eerie green in the dark, get down the barn stairs to let them in. "Faz cometh in the name of the ward, speak your name." "A brother." "A brother a fit." "O horse masonry." "Far bad ye come here." "The devil." "But why did ye come?" "The crooked why, or the stracht why of the path?" "By the hooks and crooks of the road." "And fit licht did ye come?" "By the stars and licht of the mean." Donald Chalmers and Sonny Crookshank prodded their charges for it, guiding them up the stairs. Alec Matheson heightering as he gaed, near tripping o'er a besom, recht under the reef beams, for Mount Minnie and Isaac were hiding. Minnie could just hear Ned whisper to Alec, "Dinna write onything, even if they tell ye to deet, or it'll be the war for ye."